What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for being a listener of the Elective Rotation, a critical care and hospital pharmacy podcast. This is episode 503. In this episode, I'll discuss an article about IV push antibiotic safety. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode503. The title of the article is Safety of Intravenous Push Administration of Beta-Lactams Within a Healthcare System. The lead author is Cassandra Marsh, and this was published in American Journal of Health System Pharmacy, April 2020. In the aftermath of hurricane disruptions to IV solutions supply chains, 2017 saw a severe mini-bag shortage. Many institutions chose to conserve IV minibags by converting as many antibiotics as possible to IV push administration. At the time, safety data was limited to small observational trials. The authors of this study sought to look back at that time period as to add to the safety data available for IV push antibiotics. The study was a two-center retrospective review of IV push administrations of aztreonam, ceftriaxone, cefepime, and meropenem. The only exclusions were patients receiving antibiotics for surgical prophylaxis or patients receiving more than one IV push antibiotic simultaneously. The author's primary endpoint was the rate of adverse events following IV push administration of antibiotics. The study evaluated 1,000 patients who received IV push antibiotics. Ceftriaxone and cefepime comprised over 90% of administrations, while aztreonam and meropenem were about 4.5% each. There were only 10 adverse events observed, half of which were allergic reactions and therefore not related to IV push administration. Four adverse events were neurotoxicity related to IV push cefepime, and there was one case of phlebitis in a patient who received IV push ceftriaxone. The authors concluded the use of IV push as an alternative to intravenous piggyback during times of drug shortage for select beta-lactam antibiotics appears to be safe, and adverse drug events are similar to those previously described for IV piggyback administration. Future studies evaluating clinical outcomes between IV push and IV piggyback administration may be of benefit. The instructions given to nursing staff regarding administration and monitoring at this institution were to give each IV push antibiotic over 5 minutes and to monitor for 1 hour after administration for injection site reactions, changes in mental status or heart rate, palpitations, diaphoresis, restlessness, and seizure. The study is more robust than prior literature looking at the safety of IV push antibiotics for two reasons. First, previous studies looked at phlebitis as the adverse outcome of interest, and this study expanded beyond that to other possible adverse events. Second, previous studies considered only the first dose of antibiotic being given IV push. The study had patients receiving IV push antibiotics over the entire course of treatment. The reconstitution instructions used in the study were ceftriaxone, 1 gram per 10 mLs of normal saline or 2 grams per 20 mLs, cefepime, 1 gram per 10 mLs normal saline or 2 grams per 20 mLs, meropenem, 0.5 gram per 10 mL sterile water for injection, or 1 gram per 20 mLs, and aztreonam, 1 gram per 10 mL normal saline, or 2 grams per 20 mLs. It would be interesting if the authors analyzed their cefepime patients for the incidence of neutropenia, as there is a separate study that discusses the apparent increased incidence of cefepime-induced neutropenia with prolonged, meaning 2+ weeks, courses of IV push cefepime. To access my free download area with 20 different resources to help you in your practice, go to pharmacyjoe.com/free. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.